The Indian Supreme Court is beginning to hear final arguments on a group of petitions seeking to legalize same-sex marriages there. If the court legalizes same-sex marriages in the coming days or weeks, India will become the second place in Asia to do so after Taiwan. The court proceeding is being live-streamed, and watching it closely for us is journalist Shalu Yadav in New Delhi. Shalu, good morning.
Good morning, Lela.
Okay, so this is quite a moment. If you could just walk us through how this case got to the Supreme Court.
Last year, various courts in different cities in India started getting petitions to legalize same-sex marriage, and these appeals were put in mostly by same-sex couples. Now, some of these petitions landed in the Supreme Court as well, and that's when the court decided to bundle all these petitions together and have them heard by a 5-judge panel from the court. And these petitions are basically asking that the right to marry a person of one's own choice should be extended to LGBTQ citizens as well. Homosexuality was actually decriminalized in India back in 2018 by the same court, which was a historic judgment, but the community still doesn't have the same legal rights as heterosexual couples have, like being a legal parent to children or the right to inheritance or even divorce. And it's simple things, Lela, like getting a joint bank account or health insurance or owning a house together, which cannot be done as a same-sex couple because their union is not recognized in Indian law.
So what's the government's position on the issue now before the court?
Well, Mr. Modi's government position is quite clear that they don't want to see the same-sex couples given the same marital rights. They say that same-sex relations cannot be compared to the sacred Indian family concept of a husband, a wife, and children born out of the union. The Hindu nationalist government actually says that despite the decriminalization of homosexuality by the top court, the petitioners cannot claim the fundamental right for same-sex marriage to be recognized under the laws. In fact, the government called the petitions urban elitist views, which has evoked strong reactions from the community and beyond.
Now, India is a democracy, but a socially conservative one. You mentioned strong reactions. It's not just the government that has opposed this, right?
That's right, Lela. Religious bodies on all sides, be it Hindus or Muslims, they've all come out strongly against the idea. In fact, a Muslim religious body told the court that the concept of same-sex marriage will essentially attack the Indian family system. They say that if legalized, same-sex marriages will dilute the concept of marriage, which is a stable institution as per them, and bring in a free-floating system that would be harmful, according to them, to the social order.
Despite that, though, public acceptance in India is growing, right?
Yes, it is, Lela. According to a Pew Research in 2020, acceptance of homosexuality has, in fact, grown in India. The research said that 37% of people in India agree that it should be accepted. Now that it's a huge increase from 15% in 2014, which was the time that the discussions around homosexuality and their rights started to pick up pace in India. So I'd say that the attitudes have definitely changed on the ground, but, you know, we still hear about cases of attacks on same-sex couples, and there's a general resistance to the idea of recognizing them in the institution of marriage.
Shalu Yadav in New Delhi. Thank you, Shalu.
Thank you.